Sabbath blessing, and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Welcome, dear Elder Rob and Brother Dick. Welcome. And for all of those that are listening on the phone and later on the recording and also on the radio, welcome and Sabbath blessing to all your precious soul on this Sabbath, August 6, 2016. This is lesson 190, chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with a sweet joy. Jude 24. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
If we call near and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, I thank you for this day of kindness, this day, and you for this day of the work of service. Bless your eternal bones, forgive all persons and the gifts of our forces. Bless your flowers continually, hope. Bless my word of the Lord. We also pray that we may be able to be in some ways to me, but don't let me in the front of the sea. Bless me on the Lord. I also pray that we may be able to, sorry, I wasn't finished. I pray that we may be able to all with you in your life, not the such as you are, not the types of trouble. Oh, be with us as we learn to speak to you, spiritual study. And bless the Lord, keep us in the hearts and our minds. Bless us as we try to keep our brother, which we can move and open our eyes and move the whole world. It's my thanks, especially to you.
Amen. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. Our opening scripture for our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 20, from the King James Version, and it reads, And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Crisis in Galilee in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Mark 6:53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and they drew to the shore. Mark 6:54, and when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. Mark 6:55, and ran throughout the whole region around and about, and began to carry about in beds those who were sick and were dead. And when they heard he was, Mark 6:56, and whether what and whithersoever he entered into the village, or the city, or the country, they laid the sick in the street, and besought him that they might touch if he were put to the border of his garment. And as many that touched him, they were made whole. Amen.
John 6:24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, and neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. John 6:25. And when they had bound him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when can we start it?
John 6:25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? John 6:26. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
John 6:27. Believe me not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 383 through 384. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 383, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, 383. When Christ forbade the people to declare him king, he knew that a turning point in history was reached. Multitudes who desired to exalt him to the throne today would turn from him today, tomorrow. The disappointment of their selfish ambition would turn their love to hatred and their praise to curse. Yet knowing this, he took no measure to avert the crisis. Next slide, please.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did Christ forbid the people to declare him king? And what would your selfish ambition do after the disappointment? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, fa-bala.
The answer is he knew that a turning point in his history was reached. Multitudes who desire to exalt him to the throne today would turn from him tomorrow. And the disappointment of their selfish ambition would turn their light, their love to hatred, and their praise to curses. Desire of Ages, page 383. From the first he had held out to his followers no hope of earthly rewards. To one who came desiring to become his disciple, he had said, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew 8:20. If man could have had the world with Christ, multitudes would have proffered him their allegiance. But such service he could not accept. Next slide, please. Continuing. Of those now connected with him, there were many who had been attracted by the hope of a worldly kingdom. These must be undeceived. The deep spiritual teaching and the miracle of the loaves had not been comprehended. This was to be made plain, and this new revelation would bring in with it a closer test. Desire Basis, page 83, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus say to one who came desiring to become his disciple? And to which of the disciple did he say that to? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear ones, voila.
He had said the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head, and it was
Judas
Iscariot.
Amen. Good job, dear one. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 11. Verse 33 from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So let us continue.
Hopefully this standing. Deserve edges
of the
Page 838. The miracles of the loaves were reported far and near.
The miracle of the Lord was reported far of the near.
And every early next morning, the people flocked to Bethsaida.
And the early next morning, the people flocked to Bethsaida to see Jesus.
They came in great numbers.
They came in great numbers.
By the land and the sea.
By the land and the sea.
Those who had left him the preceding night returned.
Those who have left.
Who had left him.
Who had left him the preceding
night.
Night left.
Returned. Expecting to find him still there.
Expecting to find him still there.
For there had been no boat by which he could pass to the other side.
For there had been no boat
by which he could pass to the other side. But their search was fruitless. And the men repaired to Capernaum and still seeking him.
And many repair to Capernaum and still seeking him.
Deserve ages, page 383, paragraph 2.
Man, good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. Why were the people flocking to Bethsaida to see Jesus? And did they find him? And why did they believe they would find Jesus? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one.
The miracle of the loaves was reported far and near. They came in great numbers by land and sea, and their search was fruitless. They expected to find him still there, for there had been no boat by which he could pass to the other side.
Amen. Good job, Janelle. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4, from the King James Version. Amen. Let us continue in our study.
Desire ages page 384. Meanwhile, he had arrived at Gennesaret after an absence of but one day. As soon as it was known that he had landed, the people ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. Mark 6:55. Desire Ages 384, paragraph 1.
Hey man, good job. Question, boys and girls. What happened when Jesus had arrived at Gennesaret after an absence of but one day? And what did they bring to Jesus? If you know the answer to these two questions, everyone.
The answer is, as soon as it was known that he had landed, the people ran through that whole region round about, and they began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was.
Good job, everyone. So let's yet learn another scripture Sunday once, and this one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27 from the King James Version.
That they should see the Lord is happy, be my seal after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. They should seek the Lord with happy, they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, and find him. Acts chapter 17, verse 27.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, 384.
Desire of Ages, page 384. After a time, he went to the synagogue, and there those who had come from Bethsaida found him. They learned from his disciples how he had crossed the sea. The fury of the storm and the many hours of fruitless rowing against adverse winds, the appearance of Christ walking upon the water, the fears thus aroused. His reassuring words, the adventure of Peter and its result, with the sudden stilling of the tempest and landing of the boat, were all faithfully. Not content with this, however, many gathered about Jesus, questioning, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? They hoped to receive from his own lips a further account of the miracle. Desire of Ages, page 384, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What did the people learn from his disciple of the miracles he performed? And what question did many that gather about Jesus ask? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, they learned from his disciples how he had crossed the sea. He reserving words, the adventure of Peter and its result, and rabbis, when came thou hither? They hoped to receive from his own lips a further account of the miracle.
Desire of Ages, page 384. Jesus did not gratify their curiosity. He sadly said, "Ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." And they did not seek him for many worthy motives, but as they had been fed with the loaves, they hoped still to receive temporal benefit by attaching themselves to him and continuing his life.
The Savior bade them, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Seek not merely for material benefit. Let it not be the chief effort to provide the life that now is, but seek for spiritual food, even that wisdom which will endure unto everlasting life. The Son of God alone can give, for him had God the Father sealed. Desire of Ages, page 384, paragraph 3. And on the slide, it says on the side, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that was Matthew chapter, I think it's 28, verse 28 through 30. And it says also there, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus gratify their curiosity? And what did he sadly say to them? And what did the Savior bid them do? If you know the answer to these important questions, dear one, bubble up.
No, he sadly said, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. They did not seek him from any worthy motives, but as they had been fed with the loaves, they hoped still to receive temporal benefit and labor not for the meat which
perisheth,
but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew. And it has an extra song to it, and it goes like this. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of his love. Make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need. All he asks us that you heed and be faithful till the very end. When that judgment day has come, don't you want to be the one just to see his face and call him friend? For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. We have just ended the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the section of the story time.
Good morning. I'm going to read this story off my computer this morning because this is where I did my sound check. If things aren't working, you type it in, and Elaine will tap me on the shoulder and say, something's not working. All right, boys and girls, it's story time for August the 6th of 2016. Mind increases strength by continual effort. That means As you use your mind, it will become stronger. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Proverbs 24:5. The more we learn, the easier it is to learn more. Put your highest power into your effort. This means do the best work you can. Call to your aid the most powerful motives. Have the best reasons for what you do. You are learning. Endeavor to go to the bottom of everything you set your hand to do, or try to learn all you can about what you do. Never aim lower than to become competent or good in the matters which occupy you. Never do less than your best. Do not allow yourself to fall into the habit of being superficial. That means shallow and neglectful in your duties and your studies. For your habits will strengthen and you will become incapable or unable of doing things better. The mind naturally learns to be satisfied with that which requires little care and effort, and to be content with something cheap and inferior. This means it's easier to become mentally lazy and sit on the couch and watch TV and never learn anything, and not do our work well. There are boys and girls, I didn't emphasize that correctly. There are, boys and girls, depths of knowledge which you have never fathomed. It means things you've never thought about. And you're satisfied and proud with your superficial attainments. And you're just happy to be you, even though you accomplish little. If you knew much more than you do now, you would be convinced that you know very little. Yes, we don't realize how little we know until we learn more. And some people say the more you learn, the more you realize how little you do know. God demands of you vigorous or strong and earnest intellectual efforts. He wants us to think hard. And with every determined effort, your powers strengthen. That means every time you try harder, you get stronger, whether it's your muscles or your brain. Your work will then always be agreeable. You'll like what you do because you will know that you are progressing. That's because you'll know you're getting better at what you're doing. You can either become accustomed to slow, uncertain, or unsure, irresolute or careless movements, so much so that your work, the work of your life, will not be one half what it could be. This means you will not do half you could do in life. Or with your eyes fixed upon God and your soul strengthened by prayer, you can overcome a disgraceful slowness, a dislike for work. Children, did you know it is shameful to be slow? When Mama asks you to take out the garbage or empty the trash, do you do it quickly? Or does Mama have to ask you 3 times, please take out the garbage? Remember, what we learned earlier, when Mama asks you to do something, you say, what? I'll be most happy to, Mama. This will make both of you happier. Train your mind to think rapidly and to put forth strong efforts at the proper time. Do your task quickly and do the best of your ability. God has given the human mind great power, power to show that the Creator has endowed them with, given them ability to do a great work against the enemy of all righteousness. That's the devil. Power to show that vigorous victories may be gained in the conflict against evil. Do you know what a conflict is? It's a fight. Those who fulfill God's purpose for them will be spoken the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things." Sons and Daughters of God, page 106. And our verse again, "A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength." Proverbs 24:5. The more you learn, the easier it is to learn more. So learn all you can. And thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Brother Nick. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 of our study entitled "The Crisis in Galilee" from our lesson book, "The Sign of Ages." If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you for this wonderful Sabbath. We ask you to bless us all in our respective destinations. We pray for your blessings. Lord, help us to learn. May the Holy Spirit lead us in whatever we shall hear and learn of you so that we reflect your glory. Lord, we ask you to give us whatever we will need, even if you are not mentioning them or this.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be August 13, 2016. We will continue with part 2 of our study, "The Crisis in Galilee," chapter 41. We would like to thank all the precious family that are joining in the reading. And we hope and pray that you enjoy all the activities that was created for the whole family to enjoy. And remember, let us labor not for bread that will perish, but for our everlasting bread that represents Jesus Christ, for he is the bread of life. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you all have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you.